Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I've never gotten into the, like, they're our buddy. Morgan State's not our buddy, right? You know what I mean? They would have left us as fast as we would have left them. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. It's our one of our biggest rivals now. That's the way I've looked at it. And that's not bulletin board material. I just hope they would say it the same way. Let's go compete. We've been waiting to compete with these guys, right? So they've dealt with a lot of adversity. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. I think it's going to be an energized. It's going to be a great, you know, obviously their stadium's going to be packed. I think there's going to be a lot of Cougs there, you know. So, I mean, I think it's an energizing football game. Like, that's what I mean by that. And to know that this is going to be an opponent that we're going to play for a long time, let's go do it. Because all the ones I've been in my 4 years here, they've been a heck of ball games.
Every Thursday on this radio show during college football season, Jaden Robinson has been kind enough to join us, team captain, Oregon State, and a guy who is fueled by Jamba. This segment brought to you by Jamba. Life is better blended. Jaden Robinson is with us. Let's start with the Jamba. We'll get to the football and big game this week, but what have you been trying lately?
I just got Jamba. I got two Belgian waffles and a white gummy.
Okay.
I switched it up for this time.
All right. If I walk into Jamba and I order two Belgian waffles and a white gummy, are they going to look at me and be like, dude, you're playing young here? Are they going to make fun of me, or can I order that with a straight face?
No, I think you could. They would just be like, why the two Belgian waffles? It's really one just because it's good, and then the other one to really solidify that it's one of them ones.
I like it. Hey, it was great to see you in uniform, Colorado Springs. I got to tell you, they don't have an elevator to the press box there. You've got to walk all those steps, and your coaches at halftime were going up and down the steps, the coaches that are up in the box. The altitude, yeah. I could feel it. Could you feel altitude when you're playing, or what does that feel like?
Not really when you're playing. You know, unless you think about it, then it might be able to get you. But for the most part, no, not at least at Air Force. When we played Colorado last year, I definitely felt it, definitely. Yeah.
And I know, like, high school kids in Texas will do IVs before games. I got to think college programs have an IV available. Like, can you do that, or is that something you guys, from a training standpoint, think about prior to games like that?
They do have it available, but it honestly depends on the reason for using it, you know. But definitely a lot of teams have oxygen tanks on the sideline.
Jaden Robinson is with us. It'll be Washington State this week. Did you hear Jake Dickert, the Washington State coach, when he said, Oregon State, we're not their buddies, all of that stuff? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm just not going to talk too much on that topic, you know, so... It is what it is. He feels how he feels. At the end of the day, we never were friends. You know, we were rivals. If anything, it's a clearer rivalry, a better rivalry now that it's just us in the Pac-12 for now. So,
yeah, it's a conference game. I mean, I reached out to the conference and I said, you know, tell us how that works. And they said it'll be the only conference game of the year. So, you know, go down in the record books as a Pac-12 game, and there'll be no trophy. There'll be no championship awarded, but... In your mind, if you get this one, I mean, I got to think that it's a championship between the ears.
Definitely. Definitely. But just for us as a team, you know, it's just another game. We don't, you know, talk bad about our opponents. You know, we respect all, fear none. So, you know, we're just ready to go line up and play. Excited, though, for the weekend. Excited for this game, though.
Yeah, it was disappointing to see the Air Force game. And I know... After a game like that, from a defensive standpoint, you're probably poring over film or thinking about what you could have done right or wrong. And just the emotion in general at the beginning of the game, it felt like you guys were a little flat. Did you see that coming?
Nah, at least on the defensive side of the ball, because I'm only really worried about the defensive side of the ball. I think we came out ready to go. You know, we came out with two missed field goals. Well, a missed field goal, a blocked field goal, yep. Turnover. You know, so especially like the possession game with Air Force. You know, they're a team, they're a time of possession team. You know, so just being able to get off the field and get those stops was really all we was worried about.
What do you see when you look at Washington State on film?
You know, a lot of quick game, shot plays. You know, they're looking to get the ball out. They got a good QB. They got some good receivers. Freshman back. You know, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think we're going to come ready to play.
Yeah, Wayshon Parker, freshman running back, has been good for them. John Mateer, the quarterback, number 10, and when you're watching video, what makes Mateer good? What are his tendencies?
You know, he's a dual threat QB, I feel like, which is always good for a team to have. You know, he can hurt you with his legs and his arms if you leave people open, you know. So I think it's just going to come down, you know, everybody doing their assignment and execution at the end of the day.
We've been talking a little bit on the show, and we'll talk more today about health. I want my audience to live longer, be healthier, you know. I feel like my audience is good looking. They're the best looking sports radio audience. But give us some Jaden Robinson health tips. Like, you're in those health classes. You're working with trainers in the football program. Give us some Jaden go-to health tips.
Getting enough sleep, making sure you're hydrated, you know, having a routine throughout your day, you know, not just going about your day like stuff coming up and you got to go do this, go do that, you know, having a plan for the day, for the week, for the month, you know, have goals set. You know, I think those are the biggest keys, you know, to living a healthy lifestyle.
And for a lot of people, nutrition is challenging. And, you know, just drive by a McDonald's and look at the drive-through line or a Burgerville or a Taco Bell, and you see people who are trying to grab something on the run. When you're in the program, like a program like Oregon State, you know, how much do you pay attention to your diet?
Every day. You got to continuously monitor what you eat and put in your body because, you know, it's fueling you to be great in the field. So, you know, you don't want to put, you know, premium gas in a regular car. You know, it's going to mess up the car. You know, you want to make sure you put the right things in your body to fuel you to do what you want to do and be great.
You've got a senior day, and, you know, I know your mom's going to be there, and I know the journey. We've talked about the journey that you have been on as a player and your mom's sacrifices. And what's that going to mean to you to walk out onto the field and on a senior day at Research Stadium?
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be important. You know, it's going to be the last time I get the chance to do this, you know, with this team, with this staff, with Bray, with this crowd, you know, with this family. It's going to be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's just another chapter in the book closing, you know, getting ready to open up another one. So I'm excited, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you ever think about how far you've come? Because, you know, you came on the show and you told the story about being that little kid in elementary school, got in trouble, and mom gets on the bus and, you know, all that uncertainty and not knowing where you're going. And look at where you're at. Look at where you're at now.
Mm-hmm. It's still so real in a way. Like, man, like, I'm really here still. Like, you know, a lot of people can't say that. Yep. You know, I've been through my deal with college, you know, growing up. But it's just another blessing, you know, just being able to be in this situation, you know, have this blessing, be able to go out and say bye to the fans one last time, you know, play my last game at Research Stadium, healthy right now, you know, so that's the biggest thing for me.
People will say things like throw the records out, you know, this is a rivalry and, you know, that stuff doesn't matter. What, you know, do you get a sense that this game is important to you and your teammates, that, you know, the guys are going to come out and win or lose, are going to play hard?
I think guys are going to come out and play hard. You know, like, a lot of the guys have seen the interview. You know, they have heard stuff about Wazoo. You know, I think about the records being thrown out, you know, it's just, for us, it's just another game. You know, we're still trying to get a bowl game. We're still trying to get bowl eligible, at least. So I think that's the biggest thing, you know, is that we still got something to play for. You know, we're not just out there, you know, records aside, this and that. But for the most part, we're still out there to get better and compete.
All right, Jaden Robinson, I will see you. Thank you for saying hi to me last game. You were running by me, and I just said Jamba, and you whipped right around. I appreciated that. That was I thought it was funny because you got it right away.
Because I was like, it sounds too familiar. And then as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, I knew it. And you said you were coming to the game. I was like, I found him for sure.
Loved it. All right, Jaden Robinson, wish you the best, man. I'll see you at the stadium.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
All right, take care. All right, there he goes. What a great kid. Jaden Robinson has been with us throughout the season talking about Jamba and football. Thanks to Steve and the team at Jamba, obviously, for their support and for sponsoring this segment. If you are a Beaver fan, you really have to hope that Oregon State shows up this week. They did not show up last week at Colorado Springs. They did not show up for that Air Force game. It was really disappointing. We talked to Trent Bray about that yesterday on the show. He seemed puzzled by it. But I can tell you, in the pregame warm-up, I walked by Jaden Robinson. He was kind of on his way somewhere else in the field, and I just said, Jamba. And he whipped around and big smile on his face. But the rest of that warm-up had no life. And not just, it wasn't him. It was just the team in general. They were quiet on the field. I'll be curious this week against Washington State if Oregon State shows a little more life in the pregame. And I think the questions possibly could be on Washington State's side. Look, I picked Washington State to win this game. How could you pick Oregon State in this game? I picked them to win it because they've showed more life. They've competed week to week. They have more talent. They're playing for something still. Everybody's playing for something. Washington State, if they can, you know, recalibrate themselves, they're playing for a big bowl game, a possible Alamo Bowl, Holiday Bowl. So it'll be a nice bowl game for Washington State. Oregon State, I'm not ready to say they're playing to be bowl eligible because it's Washington State, it's Boise State, and for a month now, they haven't really shown us anything. I want to see something at Racer Stadium. I'm not saying Oregon State needs to win this game because I think that would be a massive upset. But Oregon State needs to compete. I'll go back to Jonathan Smith's first year. If we want to compare these two things, let's compare them. In Jonathan Smith's first season, he talked week in and week out about being competitive. Just want to compete. Just want to be competitive. Now, Trent Bray kind of downplayed that yesterday. He says, no, we want to win. Yeah, of course you want to win. But before you win, you have to be competitive. And they haven't been. Not since probably last play of the game at UNL against UNLV, where, you know, they didn't score and UNLV won by 8. It's been a really dismal month for Beaver fans. Like to see that energy change around the program on Saturday. All right, why don't you leave it here? We got a great show ahead. Of course, we're going to lead you into Thursday night football on today's program. But big show ahead and much more to come. Leave it here on the Bald-Faced Truth.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.